Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, every Monday we get our push-through moment from none other than Bishop Dr. Brian Keith Hodges, Gathering of Champions International Cathedral. He is the visionary, the pastor of that great flock. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Hodges.
Good morning, Dr. Ritchie. It's always such an incredible joy to be with you. This morning, my push-through moment is about pandemic positives. And while I realize the horrific and egregious impact and effects that the pandemic has had across the length and breadth of our globe, I wanted to offer in a very positive way some things that I believe have arisen as a result of the pandemic. The story is told of a woman who survived Hurricane Katrina. She was an elderly woman, about 75. She survived it. And every day they would see her, they would see a smile on her face. So one day, a younger woman, a younger mother and wife said to her, "We've come through Katrina. You lost everything. I lost everything. Why do you smile every day?" She said, "Next week, buy me coffee and I'll tell you." They're sitting at a coffee shop and the young woman says, "It's been a whole week. I can hardly contain myself. Tell me how you smile and you lost everything." The old woman says, "You're right. I lost pictures, I lost gifts from when I was originally married, things that I carried into my adulthood when I was a child. I lost my house. I lost everything." The young lady responds, "Well, why do you smile every day?" She said, "You don't know this, but my house was in bad disrepair and it was decaying." She said, "Many of those things that I lost, I had already put them in my heart." She says, "And now that Katrina came and destroyed my house, with an insurance payment, I was able to build a house that I can leave to my grandchildren." She says, "That's why I smile. I smile because while it looks bad on the outside, it really did provide for me an opportunity to begin again." And what's interesting, I believe that the pandemic provides five positives for us. First, the pandemic has challenged us to face reality. For many of us, we hide from reality by being hyperactive, that we are always working or always engaged in something, that we never settle down, have time for reflection, and look at where we are, look at who we are, and look at what we're doing. When the pause of the pandemic showed up, it made us stop and to think about reality. The second thing it's done, it's made us fight for our dreams. We have seen record unemployment. We've seen whole industries decimated, people losing their jobs. Many of those people had dreams, but they traded their dreams for a paycheck. With the pandemic, now they had to go back and fight for their dreams, dreams that are still relevant, valid, and possible. The third thing it does is it makes us finish what we start. It's a positive that comes from the pandemic. If you have started anything, you have now had a chance to reassess where you are in life. You've had a chance to think again about what you have given your time and your energy and your intellect and your capacity to, and now you can go back and say, "I'm going to finish." There are record numbers of people who were just a semester or two away from finishing their degree that the pandemic closed the door, but it opened another door for them to go back and finish what they've started. The fourth thing that's a positive from the pandemic is that it challenges us to figure things out. No longer are we going to be mindless or numb going through life, eking out a living. It's challenging us to figure things out. And in figuring things out, we navigate new paths, we chart new courses, we make new plans, because we'll have to admit that where I am is only the sum total that I've been, because I've been on autopilot. I'm going to change that. The fifth and final thing it does is it makes us commit to being frank and honest with ourselves. I can lie to you. I can lie to this audience. I can lie to my congregation, but I cannot lie to myself. And I believe that one of the greatest positives is this, that I've learned how to tell myself the truth. When I tell myself the truth, if I embrace it, I can get on a pathway for change. I'm Dr. Brian Keith Hodges, and this has been my Push Through Moment.
Wow, what a word. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Push Through Moment.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. so good. Tell me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me more than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It dries all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell him thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah! It dries! One of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. 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 Yes.
Let's go home to praise.
Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you all right? And you all right? You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.